Everybody, welcome back to the Dog Show Tips in the Interview Chair, brought to you by Dog News Magazine, America's magazine devoted to the sport of purebred dogs. Today on the show, we have none other than Andy Linton. We get an update on Andy, how things are doing post-Westminster, and what's next for Andy. So sit back, and you'll always enjoy speaking with Andy. Hi, everybody. Will here with another episode of The Interview Chair, brought to you by Dog News Magazine, America's weekly dog magazine devoted to the sport of purebred dogs. This week, we have a special guest, Andy Linton, fresh off his holiday. Andy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Will. Good to be with you.
It's good to see you. So where did you two go?
Well, we took a couple of our girls and went to Costa Rica. We went there for a week and had a great time.
Oh, good. So you got to relax?
We did a lot of relaxing, yes. We had some great hosts. Randy and Lisa, Randy Benz and his wife Lisa hosted us.
Nice.
They've got a couple of houses there, and they were kind enough to share with us and be great hosts, and couldn't have been better.
Oh, very good. So you're home now, and I saw a picture of you winning a Best in Show with a Chihuahua. So you're back at it.
Well, yeah. To be honest with you, I took February off, thinking I might not ever show dogs again. I hadn't been feeling too well from my Parkinson's disease, and I've been waiting about 6 months, maybe a little longer, for a meeting with a neurologist. And after discussing my situation with him, he thought the Parkinson's medications would work good for me. And after the first dose, that was on Tuesday, the day after I thought I was probably going to quit showing dogs, I felt like a new human. And so fortunately for me, these Parkinson's medications are working great. I went to the dog show this past weekend, and I felt great showing dogs. I mean, I'm not cured by any stretch of the imagination, but I felt good enough to have fun showing dogs again, which is like a first for the last year or two.
Oh, well, I'm happy to hear that you had a good weekend. I want to talk a bit about Penny. When did you first meet Penny?
Well, I saw Penny at the Doberman National as a class bitch. Diego was showing her, and she had an incredible week there. She had went winner's bitch at the Post Club Grand Prize Futurity during the middle of the week, and then winner's bitch, and of course, best of winners at the National. So that's the way she started out her American career. And Diego did a great job with her. And the next year at the National, Diego was showing her, he also had Wicked, the number one herding dog working dog at the time. So he couldn't give Penny her full due because he, you know, had a beautiful bitch himself, Wicked. And, I had just assumed he was going to special her, Penny, after Wicked. Well, it turned out they didn't work out a deal. And the Chans asked me if I'd be interested in doing it, because I had obviously told him I thought she was beautiful. And I immediately said, you know, I called Diego, made sure he's not making a deal. And once we got that sorted out, I said, of course, I'd be glad to show her, and because I had already thought she should have won the National as a class bitch.
Wow.
That's what I thought of her then. So anyway, I brought her home with me from the National, or no, I didn't bring her home. Greg brought her out and met me on the West Coast and dropped her off. And I remember telling him, I think this girl's got the goods to be able to win the garden. And I hadn't felt like that in a long time. But I was excited from the get-go.
And oh, I'm sure.
I was fortunate enough to, when I mentioned that I had Penny to show. Now, mind you, I had no backer, no nothing. I just said, yeah, I'll find somebody to help us out here. And it turns out that I was talking to my great friend, Franz Baranya, and mentioned to him that I have access to Penny, who he had heard me say as a class bitch, I thought she should win the national, and was probably the best Doberman I'd ever seen. Well, he immediately says, hey, can I get in on this? And, you know, and so what turned, he's been a friend since about 1991. And I've shown some best in show Dobermans for him in the past. But I said, hang on, because this one's going to do a little better than the ones we had before.
Yeah. Hold on to your hats.
So it was a great experience to work with the Chans from Canada, the breeders and owners. And then my great friend, the Speranias, we all took this ride together, and it was just a beautiful working relationship and friendship relationship, and really made it enjoyable. No pressure, just all fun.
So let's speak. Let's go forward. And I watched her win the national with you, and that it was an amazing video. I only saw that in the video. It was an amazing video. But let's fast forward to just before the garden. How did you feel about Penny's chances there?
Well, the slate looked like a bunch of smart people judging, and when you have smart people and a good dog, you usually have pretty good results. So I was cautiously optimistic just because I had faith in the judges.
Sure.
That were going to judge her. And I knew they would appreciate a great dog, which not all judges appreciate a great dog, unfortunately. But I knew these judges at the garden would appreciate a great dog. That being said, there are plenty of great dogs to choose from too.
Yeah.
So that was not a shoe-in, but I was cautiously optimistic. And since I first saw Penny, I'd been dreaming about winning Best in Show at Westminster with her. So it was an amazing experience to have that happen.
Yeah, it was amazing for us all to watch. It's an amazing feeling when you find a dog like that you think has that caliber.
You know, you've done it.
Well, yeah, but it's just there's nothing like it, right? And we've all had I've had other dogs too that I thought were just as capable, just it didn't work out in the cards for them. But
exactly,
it's exciting just to find those dogs. I find so.
That's the most exciting part of our job, in my opinion.
Yeah, it really is. So she wins Best in Show under David. It was an amazing night, and you had to go to the after show party, I'm sure.
Yeah. That was tough to go there and have fun with everybody.
Yeah, yes.
Just kidding. No, it was the Westminster Kennel Club really does it right.
They really do. They really do. What time did you have to get up the next day for your crazy media tour?
Well, we got to sleep about 2 o'clock in the morning or so.
Yeah.
2:30. And then got up at, I don't know, 5:30 to go visit Good Morning America and Fox and Friends, and Don Sturtz was amazing. He realized it. I told him going in, I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do all day just physically and mentally. I didn't have the stamina for it.
Yeah.
And exhausting. He was so kind. Oh, he was so kind. He just said, I'll go there with you and I'll help you out. And I asked him if he could do most of the talking on the shows, because my cognitive skills have declined rapidly in the last year.
Oh, you were pretty sharp in this. I watched a few of them. You had some pretty quick-witted things you were saying. So
I don't know about that, but he was so kind. He said, "Hey, you just do as many things as you can, and we'll take it from there." So fortunately, Valerie, my fiance, and I went with our assistant, Octavia, and we made the Good Morning America and Fox and Friends shows. And then Valerie and I kind of bowed out because I wasn't feeling up to going to the Empire State Building and doing all that other stuff. So Octavia, we gathered Penny's owners, the Chans, and Octavia, and the three of them went with Don Sturts to Empire State Building and the restaurant and all this stuff that the Best in Show winner at Westminster does. And, you know, we took a flight home and Octavia stayed with the Chans and did all that stuff and had a great time. I think Penny had a great time.
Well, she's young.
Yeah, exactly. Enthusiastic.
So if you don't mind me asking, I want to go back to how you're feeling, your condition. When did you first notice that there was something wrong?
A couple of years ago, I thought I was drinking too much coffee in the morning or something because I was feeling shaky internally. Mm-hmm. And then it got progressively worse, you know, not to the point where I am now, but I could feel something was wrong. So I went to the doctor after I Googled symptoms, you know, and it said, "You probably have Parkinson's." Mm. And I'm like, "Oh, I can't believe this." So I went to a doctor and he kind of confirmed that, yeah, while there's no blood test or brain scan that says you have Parkinson's, it's basically a conglomeration of symptoms that they assess and make that determination. Well, after that, I still was fine showing dogs, although the first year after I got diagnosed, I was still pretty good. But then this last year, it's kind of crept up on me rather quickly. And I felt uncoordinated. And I mean, to reach into my pocket to get a piece of bait out of my pocket on the free stack, my fingers didn't work. And I'd be standing there for 30 seconds. And the judge is waiting for me. That happened many times. And it got to be sort of embarrassing to be so poor at showing a dog. And after I've always felt so confident and at ease doing that. In fact, after Penny won the group at Westminster, in between the group and Best in Showtime, I was so nervous that I was going to embarrass myself for Best in Show because I wasn't feeling so good. I was just feeling shaky and kind of clumsy and I sent a text, as a matter of fact, to Greg Chan, Penny's owner. I said, "I'm not feeling too good about this. I'm a little nervous, to be honest with you." And he sent me a text back and he just said, "Hey, look, just make it another rep. It's another rep. And the crowd will pull you through. And of course, Penny's going to pull you through." And we got through. I think there was enough adrenaline running through my body that I was able to get through it. And Penny performed perfectly, which eased my mind a lot, took off the stress. And at the end, I felt we did a pretty good job. So it worked out all right.
You sure did. It was a performance for the ages, man. When you guys stopped and did that free stack and she just did that one step forward and you like pointed down, or I don't know what exactly you did. It was perfect. It was perfect.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, we really was.
We kind of lucked out on time. We lucked out on the timing on that one.
Yeah, oh, it was amazing. I think that's great that Greg said that. Yeah, I've known Greg for many years. He's that kind of a supportive kind of guy. He's really a good guy.
So positive.
Yeah, he was really. I could hear him saying that to you. So.
Yeah.
So you're exhausted. You've gone on your holidays now, and you've decided that you're gonna. I guess you're going. Are you going? You're feeling better after the medication, so. Thoughts on the future?
Well, I intend on showing a few, probably not more than 5 to 8 dogs per show for the rest of this year. And I'm just going to go day by day. But right now I feel terrific relative to where how I felt last Monday and for the past year or so. So I'm actually having fun again showing dogs, and I can get the bait out of my pocket finally. And
I would never have guessed that you were having an issue when I didn't see you a lot, but I watched you at Orlando and I watched you a few other spots, and you were Andy. So
I was in Orlando. I was struggling, and I have to tell you, and this has been going on since people have always been nice to me. We'll just start with that. I've been lucky that people are just kind to me. I don't know why. They're just nice.
And because you're kind back, Andy. That's just the way it is. You're just one of those guys.
But when I tried to hide my Parkinson's as long as I could, and then a friend of mine said, "What's wrong with you?" One day, because people were asking me, "Boy, is your back hurt? You look stiff. Are you okay?" And after a bunch of those, and then somebody finally said, I know you. What is wrong with you? Something's wrong with you." And I told her, and then I asked her to keep it quiet. So for several more months, nobody really knew the official diagnosis. And then finally, I told a couple of people, and I said, who cares? Maybe somebody else will see you can still show dogs and have Parkinson's. And so I kind of let it out. And then, oh my gosh, the dog community couldn't have been more supportive or kinder to me. And I'm eternally grateful for that.
They show up when they're needed. I'm telling you, they're a great community. Like I've grown up in the community as well, but they're a great community when they
really
need
is.
Them. So.
Exactly. Well, at the end of the year, we were kind of behind for top working dog. And I wasn't feeling my best. But people were just so supportive. I just can't even explain to you how they were. And particularly in Orlando, we had gone to, I think it was, Philadelphia, or I think Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania shows before Orlando, I guess. And we flew there and then drove the 16 hours from Pennsylvania to Orlando. And I was toast. I mean, I had nothing left in the tank getting into Orlando. And then so many friends just literally drug me across the finish line, with support. And Bill McFadden was playing walk-in music for me. And I mean, I have so many friends at dog shows, and they just all came through for me. I would not have been able to make it without them, believe me.
Yeah.
And then we get through with Orlando, and then I find out they're doing a roast in Palm Springs. And people such as yourself and many others sent in videos, and just it was overwhelming kindness that I experienced. And I mean, everybody in life, every human should be as lucky as I am to experience that kind of love and concern from their peers and their friends and their family. And I mean, I'm so eternally grateful. I just can't tell you.
Yeah. They're a great bunch of people, and you've been an inspiration your entire career, as far as I'm concerned. If I ever needed something, or I would just sit and watch you and figure it out. I'd see what Andy was doing.
Well, you're way too kind, because I've thought the same thing about you. Believe me, I'll never forget watching you at the garden with a setter, and I didn't know who you were. This is a long time ago. And I said, who is that guy? He's got his dog put down like no dog I've ever seen and showing it incredibly well. And I mean, you were a master in my eyes from that day one. I saw you at Westminster.
Oh, thanks, Andy. It means the world to me. And I, like I said, I would walk by a ring. If you were in that ring, I would stop and watch you, no matter what you were showing.
Well, that's very kind of you, Will.
Yeah. And I'm going to experience more of those moments with you too. So,
well, I don't know if they're going to be the same quality of moments.
What I saw, I know it doesn't seem, because you're going through it, but you still have the magic, and I love watching it. So,
thanks, Will.
Yeah, man. So, when's your next show?
Well, we were at shows last weekend for the first time since Westminster and had a good trip, and only going to local shows now. And we got this weekend off, and then we'll travel to another local show next weekend and just kind of take it easy, have fun, enjoy the second chance at showing dogs, because I really thought I was a goner.
Well, I'm glad you've had this. I guess it's almost like with the new medication, it's almost like a second push, keep you going.
That's how I feel.
So the doctor give you any ideas about what to expect?
Well, he said take this medication, and I asked about brain implants and all that sort of thing. And he said I'm not to that point yet. I wouldn't be a good candidate for that. But he said I could expect, if this medication works, and it seems to be working, if this medication works, I could have another, good 10 years or so with, a functionality.
Mm-hmm.
And I've joined a fitness class for people with Parkinson's, and went to my first one yesterday. It was pretty humbling to be in there with a bunch of people who have the same kind of affliction, and a lot of comparing of notes and working out. And I'm really looking forward to, they do boxing, yoga, Tai Chi, all kinds of stuff. And that's going to be my life from now on, is dedicated to staying as healthy for as long as I can.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll inspire the rest of the students as well. So,
I don't know about that.
I know you will. It's just who you are. So all right. I don't want to keep you, because I know it gets tiring. I get tired as well. I'm sure the world is happy to hear what your progress is doing, how you're feeling, and they want to know they want to keep up with you, because let's face it, they love you. So I want to be the one to be able to tell them how Andy's doing. So I'm glad you did this for me.
Well, I appreciate that. It's nothing short of miraculous. I've been the kind of person that I don't even like to take aspirin or an Aleve or anything. And so for me to get on medication was a big step for me, but boy, so far so good.
Now, is it a daily, or is it twice a day? What is it?
Yeah, I take carbidopa, levodopa, 100 milligrams three times a day. Take it at 7 a.m., 12 noon, and 4:30, and don't eat for an hour until it's been an hour afterwards, so... Try to stay disciplined and do what the doctor says.
Yeah, and we have to listen to our body as well. And you're already a disciplined guy, so I have no fear of that. So.
Well, I don't know, but yeah, you do what your doctor says to you too.
What's that?
I was giving you the same advice you gave me. You follow your doctor's advice too. You need to pay attention.
We try to, right? We try to, and we will. We will. All right, exactly. Man. Well, it's good to see you. And
You too, Will.
And I hope to see you soon. I think I'm coming out there shortly, so hope you're there. So.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for having me, Will. I appreciate it, and I want you to keep doing well with your health and everything you're doing. So take good care.
You too, Andy. You too, and like I said, you're an inspiration to all of us, and you've been that way your entire career. So I highly expect it to continue.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
All right, man. All right. We'll catch up later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Andy. I'm glad we got to have this chance to speak because the whole dog world wants to know what's going on with you. It's nice to hear how you're doing, and I can't wait to see you again. And what a great interview. I know it wasn't very long, but we had a huge one years ago, so this one was just an update post-Westminster. So if you like what you see here, make sure you press the like, share, and subscribe button. And make sure you follow us on the podcast of Dog Show Drive and Dog Show Tips, all brought to you by Dog News Magazine. Take care, guys.